Everyone, let's learn a little bit about matzah as we're just a few weeks away from Pesach. And there's an interesting custom brought down in the Mishnah Berurah, a little bit surprising the way the Mishnah Berurah presents it. But the Mishnah Berurah writes, this is number one here, that Yesh Nagin, this is found in the Hilchos Pesach, Simon Tuf Esh, it's rather Tuf Ayin Aleph, the Yesh Nagin Shlo Lechel Matzah Meirosh Chodesh. We typically know the halacha, the minhag, is not to eat from 30 days prior, but the way the Mishnah Berurah records this minhag is really from Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So that being the case, one would be permitted, of course, to start eating already from now. We still have another 10 days or so to eat matzah. So the question is, what exactly is the basis of such a minhag, and how does it impact us? Are we allowed to taste the matzahs that are being displayed here in Asia by Ezra? Are we allowed to have a matzah meal, kenedalach, things of the sort? So there's an Orachos Chaim Mispinka, which apparently got cut off here. It was supposed to be in the Marmar Kama. It was on my computer. I saw the image, and apparently when I brought it to Shul, the image was no longer there. So I don't know what happened there, but he says this minhag is really based on nothing, and those who have this minhag of not eating, he thought Yura, it's an inyan of Baal Gaiva to have such a minhag. So he was against such a minhag, but the practice by many is to keep such a minhag of not eating matzah 30 days or even the Mishnah Berurah 2 weeks prior to the start of Pesach. So let's get to understanding what the basis is for such a minhag. So the Shulchan Aruch writes, this is where the Mishnah Berurah is found on, Shulchan Aruch number 3 writes, Kodem Shah Asiris Mutter Lechel Matzah Ashira. Prior to the 10th hour, we're talking about Erev Pesach now. So you're allowed to eat matzah in the morning, but once the 10th hour hits, you're only allowed to eat matzah shir. Matzah shir is rich man's matzah, rich man's bread, namely matzah that has meperos, which is not good for Pesach, but it's not chametz either. The iser chametz kicks in at the 10th hour, so you can't eat chametz, but at the same time you can't eat good matzah either, matzah that's kosher for the Seder. So matzah shir is the in-between where it's not chametz, but it's not really matzah that's good for the Seder, so that's permitted from the 10th hour. So then, aval matzah sheyotin ba balayla, says the Rama, the matzah that you're going to be using that night for the mitzvah, asurin lechel kol yom arbasar. It's asur to eat that entire day. Already from the morning, there's an isur to have matzah. So if you get your shmur matzahs already ba boker, that morning of yedalid, it's asur to eat your shmur matzah. So where's the mechaber get this from? So the Rambam writes this. The Rambam writes this in Hilchos Chametu Matzah, Perek Vav. Asu chachamim lechel, the chachamim created an iser to eat matzah be'er Pesach, like the Shulchan Aruch writes. What's the reason for this? Kedei sheyehei heker lachilasa be'erev. So that there should be a distinction between eating what's matzah just for eating and for the Seder at nighttime, what's going to be yotzei the matzah. Similar to what we have when we blow shofar throughout Elul, we stop the erev Rosh Hashanah to have a heker, that what we were blowing before was just rishus, and what we're going to be blowing the next day, shofar, is going to be a kiyum deraisa. So in a similar way, the Rambam wants there should be some distinction, some pause of eating matzah of rishus till eating matzah belayla, which would only be that erev Rosh Hashanah, erev Pesach, and that's all. But the Rambam takes it a step further, and he says, mi she'achal matzah be'erev Pesach, one who does eat matzah on erev Pesach, makin oso makas mardus ad shetete nafsho. This is pretty strong. You should be, not you, one should be beaten, one should be beaten until they die. That's what he says. Makas mardus is only makas dirabanan, but it should be so strong that if a person does this, he should be beaten until tete nafsho. So it's a very, very strong language of the Rambam. Now the Ramach, who is not a fan of the Rambam, most Mefarshim of the Rambam were not fans of him until later on. Initially, the Ravid and the Ramach and others were very against the Rambam. So Ramach, whenever the Ramach has a comment, it's not in support of the Rambam. And he writes, Lo yadati tai mamai. I don't know where the Rambam gets this from. V'chila acha she'achal makin also. After the guy eats, you start hitting him until he dies. We never find makos like that ever. You hit the guy, when the guy violates an avera, so we hit him until only what he's able to have, right, withstand. Right. We assess his strength, and we give him according to that strength. Mm-hmm. How many makas? But to kill atzatech and nafsho, the only time we have makas mardis atzatech and nafsho, when is that? Now, again, kofen lasos mitzvahs ase, similar, but when it comes to doing mitzvahs aseh, we find a person doesn't want to sit in the sukkah or make a sukkah. A guy doesn't want to do mitzvahs aseh, so then there's a concept we hit him until he either dies or does the mitzvah. But there's an end. He could do the mitzvah and avoid that. But here the guy ate the matzah, so that means he's going to die now. It's a very strange thing. So where does the Rambam get this halacha from that we makis mardis ad sheteitze nafsho? So the Magen Mishnah, who was, of course, in support of the Rambam, he quotes a Yushalmi. This is a famous Yushalmi, that the famous line that Yushalmi says, this is number 6. Amar Rabbi Levi ha'ochel matzah be'erev Pesach kibah al rusaso bebeis chamav. That is the comparison. That's like what? A person gets engaged, which is the stage of erusin / kedushin, to give the ring to her. They're not married yet. There's no chuppah yet. It's us to be with each other. But a person is ba'al rusasa bebeis chamav while she's still in her father's house. So in his own father-in-law's house, he's ba'al rusasa. He didn't wait until the chuppah, until the nesuin. That's aser. It's the eating erev Pesach and not waiting until the right time of Leil Seder. Is that same idea of lack of self-control, not waiting till Leil Seder, not waiting until the chuppah. Va'ba'al arusaso, says the Magen Mishnah, the din is lokin. A guy gets malchus for that. It's us to be with the arusa. So too, makos mardis b'derabanan, we apply makos mardis to a eating of the matzah as well. So it's based on Yushalmi. They will get to two explanations of why that is, but generally speaking, it's a lack of self-control, not waiting until it's the right time to eat the matzah, jumping the gun. Just like a person doesn't wait until the chuppah, he's baal rusasa, so too when a person eats matzah er Pesach, it's a display of lack of self-control. So the Levush takes this a little bit further. Levush, among many achronim, explain a very nice idea when comparing baal rusasa. We're learning this Thursday nights now, the halachas of Kedushin, to eating matzah. So look at the Levush, what he writes very interestingly. He really takes this parallel, takes it to the next level. In number 7, the Levush writes, Shemara godel tavasa. By a person eating matzah, erev Pesach, he's really showing how much self-control he doesn't have. V'shehu lahut v'shita bezima. That's indicating to us that he's so involved in the world of arayos. This is referring to the arusa right now. He can't hold back anymore. He can't wait. Whenever the chuppah said the date is, he can't wait till that time. All you need is a sheva brachos. Just wait for that time of 7 brachos that we make under the chuppah, and then you're married. And then it's mutter. Cain, who so too, who ochel matzah be'er Pesach, the guy is eating matzah, mara tavaso rav sanuso. He is pretty much showing his true colors. What a baltaiva he is. He can't hold back. She'enu yochel lisapek lahamtin. He can't wait. Ad halayla. He can't wait until the night. It's just a few hours away. She'evarech sheva brachos as well. We make 7 brachos that night of Pesach. Kodem she'yochel matzah. So just like the sheva brachos the day of the chuppah, the night of the chuppah, so too there are 7 brachos before we eat matzah. What are these 7 brachos? Kigon, birchas yayin, kiddush, Zman, Nitzias Yadayim, Borei Pri Adama of Yirakos, Birchas Emotzi, and then Birchas Al Achilas Matzah. Those are 7 brachos. Those are the sheva brachos. So just like we have sheva brachos for the chuppah, so too there are sheva brachos for the night of Pesach. But the overall comparison is the lack of self-control. That's Levush.
Can you really make this comparison? To be honest, the Baal Arusaso, he's showing that his marriage maybe is more about taiva, not about kiddushin. Whereas eating matzah, first of all, he's a rafta. I mean, granted, Erev Pesach is the hardest day of the year to eat because there's not that much to eat. But still, he's a raftan for a mitzvah. He's not raftan for eating. If you're not after eating, you can find something else to eat.
No, not true.
Not that delicious.
So. Yeah, exactly. I wouldn't call Robson for a mitzvah because he knows he's not getting a mitzvah that morning. It's not for the mitzvah. He wants to eat. Maybe because he's stuck and there's no chametz and he doesn't like baked potatoes, so he's stuck.
A guy who really loves matzah that much.
So he's hungry. The guy's hungry. He wants nothing to eat. Everything's locked up.
What he's asking is, you can't find a different kind of comparison?
No, the idea, it's an equation of lack of self-control. That's what it is.
Nothing else that we can find lack of self-control to?
It could be there is, but this was a very good comparison. It's Sheva Brachos.
And the fact the guy is willing to get married is you don't have to.
No, but the guy chose to get married, so now there's Erusin, and now he can't wait until the chuppah.
Okay, so that's...
Okay.
Rabbi, you quoted it to Lavushia, but you really said the original source is really the Rishalmi.
Yeah, but the Lush just explains it. He explains that comparison in a very nice way,
but
that there's
it's
a parallel.
That's to, what
yeah, on. Yeah, but the Lush explains the Sheva Brachos, that parallel of Sheva Brachos for Ba'ur Usaso and
oh,
Sheva Brachos for Leil Pesach.
Exactly. In the Yerushalmi itself. Where now, is it in the
Yerushalmi? Yeah. I'm not sure exactly. That's in, yeah, it's in the Perek Elu Ovrim in Pesachim.
In Pesachim?
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, so that's another connection right there.
Oh, yeah, it's in Pesachim because it talks about Pesach. Fine. So B'nai Saskar writes a little bit further. Look at number 8. We're going to jump to the next page of the bold. B'nai Saskar takes it a little bit deeper. It gives us a little bit more time of this connection between Baal Rusaso and Pesach. He says, I'm reading just the bold here again, HaMitzvah Rishona, Hainu Mitzvah's Pira Rivya. First mitzvah we are given in the Torah, Adam and Chava, the mitzvah of having children. And the Adam Rishon, the Chait Bazeh, Shelo Himtin Bebilas Mitzvah, Ad Shabbos. I know the Pesukim don't speak about this, but apparently based on Midrashim and other things, the first violation was that he didn't wait till that night for the Bias Mitzvah. They got married. He should have waited for Leil Shabbos for Bias Mitzvah, and he didn't have the patience. So this is a Binyan Av, says the B'nai Saschar, L'chol HaMitzvos Shehein Tzrichos Shimor V'zdam Nusraf. This is a problem of most of violations of Averis is the lack of patience and self-control, not waiting. Hainu, She'osa ha-mitzvah b'mesinus. A person should perform a mitzvah with patience and take things slow. De'im osa shelo b'mesinus. A person does it without that idea of patience. Yachal lis'are b'socha ra. You could confuse it and mix it with evil. Chas v'shalom. Kinyan shekara la'adam harishon. This is what happened to Adam Harishon. Inyan eitz hadas tov hara. The mixture of tov hara. He ate from the eitz hadas, and now within a person there is this mixture of tov hara. Mash Einkin, as opposed to Kishaosa Mitzvah B'Mesinus, when a person does a mitzvah in general in a very slow, patient way, the Yishuv Adas, and his mind is settled, Azai Lo Yisariv Badas Ra, there's nothing, there's no confusion and no evil that's going to penetrate his mind. Rak Tov, it's all good. That's what it means, Lo Sase Isra Achilas Chametz. Don't eat Chametz on Pesach. Why? Because that's supposed to be a tikkun le'et hadas, to fix that which Adam did wrong, shenis ariv tovara. By him doing the eating the mitzvah, eating the de'et hadas, or the bias mitzvah, too quickly, jumping the gun, that mixed tovara. So the tikkun is to take things slowly. And chametz and sores the gematria of et hadas. Hinein nitztaveinu levaro, we have to burn that sore of that chametz, that ra, the et hadas, the bad part. B'tiyachilaseinu azai rak matzah kulotov. It should all be matzah, which is all good. And that's what he says. Shmartim es ha-mitzos es ha-matzos. Hainu shetasu ha-mitzos b'misinus. We should do b'shmira. We should do it, guard the mitzvah, slowly, watch it, v'yishvadas, kidei shehe kulotov. And that's why the Yerushalmi says, kol ha-och ha-matzah ber Pesach, ki'ilu boel rusasa bebeis chamav. Why? What's the connection to beis chamav? Maybe this can answer your question more, Ben. Shu dimyon Adam harishon shelo himtin. This is exactly what Adam did wrong. He was boel rusasa bebeis chamav. He didn't wait till the chuppah. He did not wait till Shalel Shabbos of when the bias mitzvah was supposed to happen. So that's the idea of, again, eating matzah er Pesach. This is, again, more of a chassidish shop, but it's overall understanding a lack of self-control. That's what's going on here. So, you're not liking this? Too much Hasidus here? Okay,
so,
fine.
Different
chalukah, but we'll wait.
Okay, fine.
Adam Rishon violated consummating the marriage too soon?
Yeah, that's what, according to the Zabidei Saskar and Midrashim. I don't want to get too involved, but that's the idea. I'll share a story with you about, I heard just a few days ago about Rav Yashiv, about someone who shows self-control. So when Rav Yashiv was on he was working on the Bezdin in Eretz Yisrael and getting paid from the Medina. Many people in the Haredi world were not very happy that he was taking a paycheck from the Medina. So he did anyways. One time he was walking home from his office, wherever the Bezdin was, somewhere in Yerushalayim, and a Haredi guy comes over to him and throws 3 eggs at Rav Yashiv. And Rav Yashiv was very makbid, based on the Gemara, that a Talmud Chacham, he knew he's a Talmud Chacham, shouldn't walk around with any stain. So he stopped walking because he had a stain. He took out a handkerchief and started to clean the eggs off. And he was very, very meticulous about it and took a lot of time till every last piece was removed. And the guy was there standing watching Rav Yashiv doing this. Rav Yashiv obviously didn't get upset. He had self-control. And instead what he did, he looked up and he said to the young men, I give you a bracha that you should be too busy to be able to do this in the future. That was the bracha. Fine. Now that's that itself is very, very big of Rav Yashiv, but the story doesn't end there. This man apparently wasn't zocha to have any children. He's married for a few years already now. A year later, he was zocha. His wife had a triplets. Three kids connecting the three eggs that were thrown. Now he was too busy to be involved in such things. But that's a display of self-control. Person, mamash throws eggs. And fine. So this is the idea again of the eating matzah. Erev Pesach is a lack of self-control. So clearly from the Yerushalmi, it says, Dafka Erev Pesach. So how did Erev Pesach extend to Rosh Chodesh Nisan, extend to 30 days beforehand? Where did this come from? So the Rosh explicitly writes in number 9, that the Isser to have matzah on Erev Pesach is only Mizman Isser Chametz Veilach, only from that point. When there's Isser to eat Chametz, so then there's a inverse Isser, or really an Isser as well to eat matzah. But the Ran, quotes from the Ramban, expanded to the entire day. The entire day, based on the Yerushalmi, nothing to do with Chametz. The Yerushalmi says that whenever you're supposed to do the mitzvah, now you're in Erev Pesach, you're anticipating the mitzvah that night, so ready baboker. The moment the sun rises, you can't eat matzah because that's considered jumping the gun. No correlation at all to the Isser Chametz. Baboker, the morning of Erev Pesach, the Isser of matzah ready kicks in. So this is the Rosh, this is the Ramban, whether it's again only when the Isser Chametz kicks in or is it even baboker. And that's the basis of the Shulchan Aruch we saw before. So Moshe wants to know what's the source of expanding it to a whole month beforehand. So Moshe is dealing with a question which I'm not going to get involved with. It's not relevant for this year, but what happens when Erev Pesach is on Shabbos? And Matzah Shabbos is the first Seder. How are you supposed to accomplish the three meals? Shal Shudis, you can't eat matzah, you can't eat chametz. How are you supposed to accomplish it? So he's getting involved in that sugya. But in this discussion, he's discussing the Isser of eating matzah before Pesach. So if you go to page number 3, there's all the Igros Moshe. Those who want to read the whole thing inside, I'm going to just, as I always do, read the bold. He says a chakir. I'll say the chakir outside, and then we'll read this inside to appreciate even more. But when it comes to what's the reason why a rusa, when a man is engaged to a woman, before chuppah, there's just erusin, which again, in our days, there's not much time. But when their husband puts the ring on the woman, so that is considered erusin, that's kedushin, one and the same thing. And then we read the ksuba to make a hefsek, and then standing under the chuppah and saying shavah brachos, that's the wedding. Now back then, it used to be a year, the Gemara says, from the erusin until the nisun. So from the moment that she's an arusa, why is there an isser bia? That's the question. Why is there an isser bia? Is it because it's lacking in the kinyan? He doesn't fully own her yet, if you will. The kinyan isn't complete yet until the chuppah. Or maybe there is some level of other isser involved, which the way it's presented in Rav Moshe is that right now there's no chiv ona. Chiv ona is a requirement of tashmish with one's spouse. So there's no mitzvah of ona until they're actually married. So although there might be a heter of bia after erusin, because the kinyan might be complete, he should really wait to perform a mitzvah. If he's performing bia now, there's no mitzvah yet, because she's only in arusa, maybe wait till there's a higher level. So I'll give you a model for such a question that comes up many times. It comes up, let's say, Kiddush Levana. I've seen this discussion in Poskim. There's a boy who's becoming bar mitzvah. So now he's being bar mitzvah during the first week of 2 weeks of Kiddush Levana of the month. So either he could say Kiddush Levana the first time it comes, when he's only a 12-year-old boy, or maybe he should wait until it's a mitzvah deraisa. Well, Kiddush Levana is not really a mitzvah deraisa, but when he's at least a bar chiyuva on a deraisa level, maybe wait till then when there's a real chiyuv. Right. Things like that. Sfiras Omer, similar question. Sfiras Omer, a katan shehigdil. So maybe wait until there's a better time. Or another question that comes up in halacha. Let's say the a person is in jail. And he's granted you're one day out, you could go daven. Should you go out right away? Or should you wait till Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Parsha Zachar? Should you right away or should you wait? So in a similar way, Rav Moshe says, although maybe an arusa is permitted with tashmish, you should wait until there's a mitzvah. You should have the opportunity for a mitzvah, to form a mitzvah of ona. Another question that comes up, just thinking about things that are popping in my mind right now. So there's always a discussion with parents whether they should find out the gender of their child when a woman is pregnant. Should you find out or not? Many times it's very convenient for you to find out her travel plans. If it's a girl, no one's going to travel to visit you, so there's not going to be any plans. So, you know, people have this all the time. They're traveling to Eretz Yisrael, but if my kid has a kid here, I can't go to Eretz Yisrael. So it's very helpful to know. But is that worth it? Because if you know what the gender is now, so there's a mitzvah in Indian to say a bracha when you have a child. You say a shechianu when there's a girl, and you say a tovu meitiv when there's a boy. Oh. So some poskim say if you know what the gender is prior to birth, then you can't say the bracha anymore because you don't feel that excitement anymore. It's anticipation, waiting. What's it going to be? It's a boy. It's a girl. So if it's a boy, the Gemara says everybody's happy. So you say tovu meitiv, everyone. If it's a girl, only no one's really happy. So you only say a shechianu. That's what the Gemara says. So, but if you find out before what the gender is, so then you're not, then you lose out that bracha. So sometimes being patient allows you to get a mitzvah. So too, says Rav Moshe, we'll read this inside just a second, even though an arusa might be the kinyan, the acquisition might be complete, it's better to wait until there's a mitzvah of ona to perform this tashmish. So look with Rav Moshe, how he says this inside, page number three. The top of page number three, I'm reading the bold, Dibra Maschil V'Hanachon. I think, says the Rav Moshe, that the debate about when the Isser Mata begins hinges upon what the reason is a person may not be with his engaged wife, if you will. Mishum da'adayin eino knuyelo legamri. Is it because she not yet acquired completely by him? Hechshiva la legave kikodem kedushin, and she really to him is no different than before kedushin. Nothing has really changed with their relationship with each other. Shaya aser bo bisa pnuya. Just like a man cannot be with a single woman, it's aser. So too, when he gets engaged to her, nothing has changed. She still is considered an iser pnuya. She's still a single woman. Oh, perhaps dechaven shebe erisin. Or maybe when they got engaged, the kinyan's complete. But there's no chiv ona yet. He doesn't have obligation yet to her. But if he waits till he gets married, so then there'll be a chiv ona. There'll be a ki mitzvah. So then asur rabbanan lahascha b'bias rishis. There should be patience. Wait till the right time. But there is no mitzvah of ona when you are a erusin.
But it's not going to mess up the mitzvah of mikayim.
Right. It won't. But still, the idea of being patient.
Then he finishes the line. Asur abanu lahaskil b'bias rishus.
Right. You can't have b'bias rishus, even though.
Wait until it's a b'bias chiyuv to start.
Correct. That's it. It's a iser derabanan. Midiraisa, she's permitted to, but they say it's a derabanan to wait
till. Because if you're not going to be mikayim, then therefore it's.
You're missing out on a chiv, meaning why do the BS mitzvah?
But you still love to be mitzvah.
I hear what you're saying, I hear. You're still saying the idea is, I guess, why be involved in Rishus when you don't have to? That's it, but you're right. I mean, you still will be Yotze the chiv later on as well. I hear. But that's the chakir.
Yeah.
You know, I understand. I wouldn't think otherwise. I'm just, you're just trying to understand. So that's the question. That's the chakir of Moshe. Is it because the arus is lacking in the kinyan or no? The kinyan's complete. The fact is that there's an isser in terms of missing, waiting, being patient, going from rishus to chiv, from rishus to mitzvah. That's the concept. So it brings a very interesting raya from a Rashi in Ksubis. Ksubis Dav Zayin discusses the bracha of Birchas Erusin. And all of us have been to weddings for the most part. So the Gemara quotes, I'm reading the bold now, further down, that Ayin Birashi Ksubis Dav Zayin Shekasef. The Yasel, Anves Arusos, that's part of the Nusach of Birchas Erusin. That Akash Baruch Hu, we thank him and praise him for asering an Arusatas. You got engaged, and now she's asered you. She's asked it to me beforehand. What has changed? So, Midrabanan says Rashi, Shegazu al ha-yichud shel panuya, that there's an iser yichud. You can't have yichud with a woman, even if she's a single woman, you can't have yichud with her. V'af arusa, even an arusa, lo hitira ad shetikanesh l'chupa. And arusa also, says Rashi, is also aser to be b'yichud. Even your own arusa, who you're engaged to, it's aser until l'chupa. So what comes out of Rashi's formulation here is, Mashma dehu mitzad iser pnuya the kodem kedushim. Rashi is equating an arusa to a regular pnuya, a single woman and a woman here engaged to. There's no difference, which sounds like from Rashi that there is a lacking of the kinyan. When you get engaged, there's still a lot missing in that relationship. She's no different than a single lady. There's an iser of yichud for a single lady. There's an iser yichud for narusa. So therefore, it's because it's lacking in the kinyan. That's what Rashi understands. But the other approach is, oh no, an arus is really permitted to you. But Chum say, be patient. Why be involved in a bias rishus? Be involved in a bias chiv, a bias mitzvah. So that's what the other tzad, Rav Moshe says, based on a whole other discussion, which not going to get too involved with right now. But a pilegesh, according to some, is mutter. What's a pilegesh? A woman who you're not married to, you're not engaged to, but you've designated as a pilegesh. Just have a woman to have tashmish with. And according to some poskim, that's permitted. Now, Bizman Azeh, we don't permit that, but there were Rishonim based on the Gemaras in Sanhedrin that a Pilegesh is permitted. Fine. So why is a Pilegesh permitted? There's no Kinyan there. So look what Rav Moshe writes here. Rav Moshe writes, reading the bold further, Aval lasovrim delek klal iser bipilegesh hamyuchad eslo. Those who hold that there is no iser to be with a Pilegesh if she's designated to you, she's exclusively yours, there's no iser at all, so aflo iser midrabanan, there's not. So then, ef shar lomer, you can't say that the time of iser arusa is b'chesron kinyan gamor, because pilegesh there is no kinyan to speak of. You're completely permitted to a pilegesh. So now you perform a kinyan to an arusa, that would create an iser. So obviously the kinyan isn't the concern here. So what's the concern? Says Rav Moshe, deha ein lacham yuchades lo yosim arusa. There's no greater exclusivity to you than an arusa. Umikomakum still, an arusa is asur to you. Apshalek asur. Why? So he ended up explaining as follows. The other tzad is, why is an arusa asur to a person? Because he lacked that patience. That's a full kinyan. It's miuchadis love. It's completely designated to the man. But he should have waited to the chiyav mitzvah, to the onus chiyav as opposed to the onus rishus. That's the other tzad. So these are two tzadim. Everyone has it again. Either because the reason why an arusa is usher to a man is because the kinyan isn't complete, or is it because, no, he should have patience until it turns into a ona of a mitzvah.
And how did he answer the pelegish question?
A pelegish, according to those who think that a pelegish is mutter. Okay, assuming in that world.
Jewish
pelegish. Not by God. Pelegish below ksuba, the Gemara says below ksuba, below kedushim. The pelegish is mutter according to many Rishonim. So you designated a woman, so she's permitted to have tashmish with her. Why is that permitted? Because that's the din, that's the halacha. So if that's permitted, so then why would an arusa be usher?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Now that's a greater kinyan to you than a pelegish.
Right.
Pelegish is mutter, but arusa is usher? So it has to be pelegish, you have no anticipation of ever being married to her. So there's nothing to wait. There's no patience.
Never going to be a bias mitzvah.
Right. It's never going to be a bias mitzvah. But arusa, once you're stepping into that world of aiming towards a goal of a bias mitzvah, So once you're in that world, wait until it gets to the highest point of a bias mitzvah. That's the difference.
It's never a mitzvah. For it's a maisa. It's not a mitzvah.
Exactly. For pilagish, there's no mitzvah, just a maisa. But once you're entering the world of arusin, that means you're looking for a mitzvah. Wait till the mitzvah is betaras chiv. That's the other tzad of Rav Moshe. So now, if you say the whole idea of arusa's usher is because of a kinyan, so then it says Rav Moshe, there's no shaychus at all to Pesach, nothing to do with Pesach. What's the kinyan of eating matzah and arusa? There's no shaychus at all. But if you say, just look at, go turn one more page to page number 4. If you say, this is the top of page number 4, Aval Latama Sheni, She Isra Arusa Hu De'afka Machma Shekvar Knuyelo. It's only because you already started to buy her, if you will. So Asru, the Chacham said it was Asru to be with her, Kodem Shenasa La'alav Achiyah Mitzvah Ha'ona. It should be Asru until you've gotten to the point of a complete marriage and where it turned into a mitzvah. So he says, Humamish Isser Matzah B'Erev Pesach, Inyan Echad V'Dimyan Mamish La'arusa. This is an exact equation to eating matzah on Erev Pesach. Shagam B'Matzah Asru La'aschil Ba'achila D'Rishus Kodem Shenasa La'av Achiyah Mitzvah. They said as well, why eat matzah b'toras rishus? Wait 12 hours until it becomes b'toras mitzvah, just like the case of the erison. Vim kain, if that's the case, af efshir le'eser, gam kodem chatzos, it's permitted, rather it's also even before chatzos. And now this is where Moshe takes it a step further. So I understand Erev Pesach, but what about a whole 30 days beforehand? So says Moshe, this is chiddush, ve'etem hayashayach le'eser l'fize gam Mishloshim Yom Kodem HaPesach. Then therefore, if it's based on this reasoning of lack of self-control, so then you should be able, it makes sense to ask it even 30 days prior to Pesach, Mishoshim Aschilin Lidrosh, behilchos haPesach. Right, the Gemara tells us in Megillah and elsewhere that shloshim yom kodem achag, we learn hilchos Pesach. So now you're reading the parsha Pesach. We're starting to learn and prepare.
Yeah.
And now show that self control. Yeah. If it's 31 days beforehand, Pesach on your mind. Eat all the matzah that you want. Yeah. Once you're starting to learn the halachas, yeah, start showing that level of self control. And that's the basis for this concept of 30 days prior to Pesach.
So that would be maybe a chilek between eating and tasting Ezra's matzahs. Would that be a chilek like that? Because you're not doing for achila, you're doing it
correct
to try it out.
Exactly. So I personally didn't see anyone discuss tima versus achila, but Ezra shared with me, based on what Rav Weinberger said, that tima is different. We find in other circumstances, the Gemara in Brachos talks about, can a person be toe aim something on a tinus? Can you taste something on a tinus? So the Gemara there, again, I didn't look this up, but the Gemara has Machlokas, Rashi, and Tosos there, whether that's referring to Tainus Yachid or Tainus Tzibur, that's number one. How do you define a Tima? Is Tima putting in your mouth and then polate it and spitting out, or is it even bole, even swallowing it? So that's a two Machlokas in what it's referring to, but that's a concept that exists, a Tima. So some allow you to even swallow it as long as it's less than a revis. The Gemara is talking about a shear of drinking. So based on this, if you're eating less than a kazayas, as Ezra pointed out, to have a kazayas of matzah is a lot of matzah. So taking a few cracks, a few pieces of matzah wouldn't be a kazayas. That's the basis for allowing one to taste it. Now, especially in fact that we see there's very, very weak basis for 30 days beforehand. There, Mishnah Berurah says 2 weeks. The Shulchan Aruch says Erev Pesach only. And the Mishnah Berurah extends it to the Yesh Nogim Rosh Chodesh. And now we know many practice 30 days, and we never knew why until Rav Moshe was telling us. So even that minhag is a very weak minhag. So based on all this,
it's a
tima. 30 days beforehand.
Yeah, that's weak. I thought you said once you have it in mind,
no,
it, you're
again,
learning
it. It's a week in that we haven't found, haven't been such basis for us. Rav Moshe gave us a reason for it, but it's a minhag that kind of evolved somehow. It wasn't found in the Mishnah Berurah. A couple hundred years ago, there wasn't such a minhag of such a 30 days. It was 2 weeks only. So it expanded slowly and slowly over the course of time. So Rav Moshe explained what the svar is for such a minhag.
Where'd they get the 2 weeks? The 30 days, I understand.
So he says, Rosh Chodesh, or I guess once you're Nisan, Chodesh Nisan, that's already in Betoras Pesach. So that's the idea. So there is basis for, I haven't seen it inside, but that's the understanding of why a ti'ima, tasting it, however you define a ti'ima, would be permitted. Again, especially based on the fact that the minhag isn't such a strong minhag anyways, as found in the poskim at least.
Was it matzah ashir, what if you make matzah pizza, you put stuff on the matzah, you could want to make matzah pizza?
So let's get to some other examples of this. I'm not sure what answer the matzah pizza case, but we'll get to other examples. Let's say matzah that wasn't baked l'shma. Wasn't shmur matzah, but it tastes and it looks like matzah. Is that going to be permitted? Well, let's say Ezra takes soaks in the water and you grabuk. Would that be permitted? So let's say you have regular matzah that's not shmur matzah. Could you eat that 30 days before? So look what the Mishnah Melech he raises from the Chuvas Rivash. The Rivash writes, this is number 13. I'm reading just the bold again. V'nishal ha-rivash simin tav beiz im ha-iser hu levad b'matzah shmura la-tesba o b'chol matzah. Was it any mitzvah, or is it just mitzvah or matzah that you're going to be yotzei with? The heishiv hadereshla rotolomar bechol matahi v'zeh hushamru b'yusham. So the way the Rivash presents it, this is the Mishnah Melech, all matzah that looks and tastes like matzah, even though it wasn't properly watched, it's all about the tasting of it. It tastes like matzah, the eating of matzah, that's exactly the way it's going to eat on the taste on the El Seder. That's what's aser. That's the chiddush of the Rivash. But the Meshech Chachma has a beautiful raya, and he says other way. Not true. You're only going to, the only time it's aser is when it's referring to shmur matzah. So look at his cases. We know on the halacha of eating lechem apanim on the shulchan. So when would the kohanim eat lechem apanim? Shabbos. Shabbos afternoon, they'd eat it when they'd be changing the mishmaros, the Gemara and Sukkah says, they eat the lechem apanim.
Friday.
What was lechem apanim?
Friday afternoon.
Yeah, Shabbos afternoon. Lechem apanim, what was it?
Matzah,
right? They're eating matzah. So Meshech Chachma, number 14, Parshas Emor, he's talking about, if you read the second line down, I didn't bold this, I should have. The second line down, V'yafa gav deha ochel matzah ber Pesach, kilu bo'el arusasa bebeis chamav. So how are you allowed to eat Shabbos? So he's talking about a case of Erev Pesach, falls out on Shabbos. So what do the Kohanim do? That Shabbos, Erev Pesach.
Mm.
What happens to lechem apanim? Isn't it usher to eat the matzah? So he says, Tzarech lomar mishum de bekadshim, lechem apanim ar kadshim, de einam mishtamrim l'shem matzah el l'shem bazichin. Bazichin is the different things that were on the lechem apanim, on the shulchan. So they were watched over for bazichin, for eating of lechem apanim, and not for the purpose of matzah Pesach. Mm. So this Meshech Chachma says, the Isser only applies to that matzah, which is l'shem matzah, but not l'shem something else. So if you have matzah that was made chametz, wasn't made in the right amount of time, even though it tastes like it and it looks like it, that wouldn't be bechlal the Isser according to the Meshech Chachma. I think so, yeah.
Is it a real Isser to eat matzah on Erev Pesach?
It's a very good point. I hear. But so this is a machloket that's found whether it applies to only matzah that's lishma or all types of matzahs, even though it's not lishma. So that gets into another conversation. Yeah.
How do they work around it?
Oh, yeah, but then, who, the Meshech Chachma?
The Kohanim on Erev Pesach,
so you're allowed to eat it because since those matzahs weren't l'shem mitzvahs of Pesach, it was l'shem kachim, that's not bechlal the iser. Even though it tastes the same or it looks the same, the iser is only mamash was baked l'shem Pesach.
Yeah, but it still smells of the idea of you're impatient.
No, when it comes to lechem apanim, at least, as David's pointing out, as a mitzvah. But still.
Just go back to the idea that if you're allowed to have something that's not exactly the real thing, it doesn't show any patience.
It could be. If it's not the matzah that you're going to be eating that night, so then
it's not showing anything.
It's no different than eating. Mashed potatoes on Erev Pesach. I'm hungry. I want to eat breakfast. I want to have lunch. So I'm eating matzah.
Wait a second. That's, if you get something that's almost the thing but not the thing,
yeah.
This is showing no patience.
Not necessarily true.
No, maybe you have nothing else to eat.
Okay.
What happened to the whole idea of
patience is good, right? It's the reason it's not giving the mitzvah.
Yeah, for sure. Sometimes it is, yeah. Depends. But that's when the mitzvah is came to. But when the mitzvah is not chal yet, then fine.
That's when the narrative works.
Now, Rosh Hashanah Zalman has an interesting discussion here. He's talking about a case of the soldiers in Eretz Yisrael. If they weren't, they were only given matzah for meals on Shabbos. What are they supposed to do? Could they have the matzah 30 days prior to Pesach? That's all they're being fed. And there's a few places they quote him from, and he says that the way he formulates this is that mutav sheyochlu mitzvos be'iser kamo kasham velo yochlu mitzvos elu shenefel shlo lishma. But what's the case here? I'm forgetting the case now.
It's not an Israel.
Yeah, I have to look in the case again here. Let me pull it up here 1 second. This is Halicha Shlomo. This is a Perek Ches.
Hara 12.
Okay, thank you. Okay. So he says those who eat in the soldiers and army who eat matzahs during these days close to Pesach, even though in general there's an Isser, the way it's quoted here is only for Rosh Chodesh Nisan. That's how it's recorded in Rosh Shlomo Zalman as the Mishnah Berurah as well. Even though there's such a minhag that's been widely accepted, so he thinks that this Isser only applies to matzahs that were made dafka for Pesach. And even though the Chayalim normally are makbid on this, and he says you're allowed to in this case because they had no other choice. So maybe there should be hataras in the darim. Every single year of their life, they've been makbid not to have matzah either 2 weeks before or 30 days before him. So maybe this situation, a person should be hataras in the darim. So instead of Shlomo Zalman, they could be somech on the general hataras in the darim that they say Erev Rosh Hashanah. That general hataras in the darim is good enough to cover this type of din. Now, to add on to that as well, there is Dalgal Miravava on the side of Shulchan Aruch and Hilchas Nadarim that says, although in general a person, if he's makbid in something, you would need Hataras Nadarim, the person violates it bakrai, he says, just happens to be not a normal thing, not undoing it entirely, but something happened extreme that he needed to violate that nether. That's not called a violation of a nether, and you don't require Hataras Nadarim. So I've had a similar case I must have mentioned to you guys in the past. So I try not to carry at all on Shabbos, even when there is a string Eruv. So that's a nether I took upon myself. But I was once in a situation where I needed to. So according to that, that's Bakrai, that would be permitted. It would not require a Hataras Nadarim in that case. So too here as well. Rosh Shlomo Zalman says that these Chayalim are not uprooting the Minog. They're in a situation where they're not allowed to. They don't have the choice. All they're being given is matzah. So for them, they're allowed to eat the matzah in that circumstance.
Can you switch your minhag like you have by Sfira? Like if you did 30 days one, you had 2 weeks.
Yeah.
You pick something you should.
You should stick with it. Yeah. You pick again. You could do a Hataras Nadarim if you have a good reason to switch it. But it's not one of those things you could pick and choose each year. Sfira's over to hold another discussion about that.
What happens if you didn't know there were choices? delicious.
If you didn't know, what do you mean?
Well, he says that he's talking about you can't pick and choose, right? Go back and forth. Right?
So that might be a basis. Whatever. If I didn't know, you say, I didn't know Rosh Chodesh was an option.
Yeah.
So that could be a basis for why a Chacham would allow you to do a Taras Adar. But you would have to still, I think so. Let's finish up with one thing. Someone asked me the question last night. He texted me, are you allowed to have matzah meal during these 30 days? Those who are makbir on such a minug, this matzah meal, this bechlau, this iser of not having matzah prior to Pesach. So there, what? Yeah, knedach, matzah meal, all those things. So there's a mishabrua. I didn't put this on the Marmar Komos, but, sorry? I'm not sure.
Well,
even if,
yeah,
right. But still, if you're makbu not to have matzah beforehand, so even though you wouldn't eat that on Pesach in such a way, maybe it'd be bechal the iser. But you'll see in a second, it's not really bechal the iser. The Ramah is talking about a case of matzah that was baked, and afterwards you broke up into pieces, which is matzah meal, and then it was kneaded with wine and oil. The Ramah talks about that's not called matzah ashira. And that's aser to eat Erev Pesach. That's what the Ramah explicitly writes. It's aser. So matzah meal is aser to eat on Pesach, Erev Pesach, and seemingly it should be aser the 30 days before, and those who have such a minhag. So the Mishnah Berurah comments, because the lo nisbatla mimena shem matzah idezeh. Just by cracking them into matzah meal doesn't lose its tzura of being matzah. But you still can't be yotzi with such a mitzah, with such matzah. So he says, this is all true only if you didn't bake it. Ramah's talking about taking matzah meal and just mixing it with oil and wine. You're eating it fresh. But he's not talking about when you bake it. Aval im bishla, if you bake it, which would be kenedach, or any other type of matzah meal you might bake. Ukemoshinagin bibin yosenu lasos kadurim mimatzah shekorin kenedach. O matzah mevushalas bichli rishon. That's mutter la'achla kodam shah asiris. And then certainly, I'd add, 30 days prior as well, one would be permitted to have matzah meal. So kenedalach and other types of things with matzah meal would be permitted. It's only if it's still recognizable or not cooked is when the iser would be included. All right, so we'll stop here. Mitzvah Shem, I don't know what we'll do next week. There is no Shir and Arav Weimer, those who came. I apologize. I wasn't in the... No, he's not here.